So about the first question and how I was joining to the chair, I was in the last year of my master thesis and I was really enjoying to be in the university and doing research. So I was looking for a PhD student. I saw the Patricia PhD advertisement in the Twitter, and it was about brainwave authentication and application of machine learning in it. So I had a background in the security. I was interested in the machine learning and I was interested to using the Python. So I tried and I sent my CV and document. And after that, it was a kind of interview. And interesting is, thing is that in the end part, last part of the interview, the electricity gone and we continued in the darkness. So after the a week, I got acceptance. Finally, I joined the chair after a few months of because there is it was a kind of visa process between the Iran and Germany. So about the topic of my research, I am working on the authentication. So everybody do authentication several times in the day. For example, you use your smartphone, you use your computer, you log in your email, and for all of them, you have to do authentication to show who you are. So let's say the first generation of password and authentication system, it was based on characteristic and digits. So you have to memorize some passwords. And after that, you saw that it was a kind of like biometrics, like fingerprint and face detection that are currently common in smartphones. But we think the next generation will be behavioral biometrics like eye tracking and brainwaves that are more secure there and have some interesting properties that could improve our daily life. About goal of my research, I am working on the biometric behavioral authentications. So there is a lot of the research area in this topic. I have one project about multimodal authentication system based on the brainwave and eye tracking. Also, I'm working to investigate the current state of art in this area and see what is the security and potential vulnerability in the existing systems. And also we are working to improve some of the current systems that exist in order to be more usable in the future.